Democracy is messy, but activists in Hong Kong think it's worth fighting for. That's why a Hong Kong lawmaker traveled to Geneva this week. Legislator Tanya Chan pleaded with the UN's top human rights group to investigate police brutality against pro-democracy activists. Chan says police abuse of protesters and ordinary citizens in Hong Kong is rampant.
For example, a female first aider, she was shot by the police with beanbag rounds and blind one of her eyes. And recently, we can see that even an underage schoolboy, just a bystander, beaten up by the police with batons and suffer serious injuries because I visited him. And so far, after 14 weeks of protest, over 1,400 people were arrested. Over 2,500 tear gas cans were used, causing serious injuries to a lot of normal civilians as well as protesters.
So going back to your request by the UN, how did officials at the UN respond to your request?
I don't have very encouraging response yet, but at least it is a start. And we'll do more, especially as a legislator, we'll do more to communicate with the UN Human Rights Council.
But for the time being, isn't it correct to conclude that right now the UN officials are basically saying, you know, you're on your own. We can't really help.
Of course, I would say it is an uphill battle.
So basically saying, we're going to be polite and let you talk, but we're not that interested. China's diplomatic mission wrote to the United Nations in Geneva asking it to deny you accreditation. They called you a convicted criminal. Why?
I'm convicted due to my participation in the Democratic Umbrella Movement. Our case is now waiting for appeal. Our case will be heard in February.
The weekend protests in Hong Kong, they tend to start out peacefully and then they break down into chaos. I mean, we saw the photos this weekend of masked demonstrators throwing petrol bombs outside government headquarters. Do you think this is inevitable that the protests become violent, or is it a tactical decision to up the ante?
After all these weeks and over 100 days of protest, the chief executive, Mrs. Carrie Lam, finally withdrew the bill after all these weeks.
This was the extradition bill that ignited these protests in the first place.
Exactly. And at the same time, we have all four other demands, which is, I think, very reasonable.
But what about the issue of protests turning violent? Do you worry that the protesters are going to alienate supporters if protests continue to be violent?
There is no leader. Most of the protesters are very rational. They do correct their mistakes and they learn from their experience. And the most important element is the support from the public. So if the kind of violence or disturbing scenes keep on increasing, that would be more difficult for them to maintain the support. But at the same time, all these can be settled if the government responds to our demands positively.
So what is the end game here? Do you feel like the protesters should stay out there until the demands are met, even if it gets violent?
Well, frankly speaking, it's a question that I've asked my friends and other legislators. And I think the end game, hopefully, is the government can answer our demands positively. But what if they don't?
They certainly haven't so far, except for the extradition bill.
I do agree that we are facing a extremely difficult uphill battle. Even if they can settle, kind of, you know, with quotation, settle the protest, now they can't keep the peace for too long.
Tanya Chan is a legislative counselor representing Hong Kong Island. She's a founding member of the Civic Party. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.